Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. I'm going to say a prayer. We can get right into the Word. Our Father in heaven, creator of all mankind, give us every good and perfect gift. We come before your presence one more time. And say, Lord, we thank you for all the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. We thank you how you became sin that we may be made the righteousness of God. We thank you for this day that we have never seen and one we will never see again. You are so loving, kind, and so merciful. You clothe us in our right mind, giving us activity all our limbs. Lord, we just say, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you how you died on the hill of Calvary just for us that we may be saved, Lord God. We thank you because you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. You look beyond our flaws and you seen and met our every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. We realize that we can't do anything without you, Lord God. We know that you got all powers in your hand, Lord God. We know that you can destroy, but you have defended us so many times. So many times we have been right and so many times we have been wrong. But you kept on loving us anyway, Lord God. Nothing can separate us through the love of God, through Christ Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you will do for us, Lord God. We just thank you. We can't thank you enough, Lord God. We can't praise you enough, Lord God. We can't worship you enough, Lord God. We can't give you enough, Lord God. We can't serve you enough, Lord God. But what we have, we give it unto you, Lord God. Now, Lord, let this radio program, this broadcast, be a blessing to someone, Lord God. Let them hear your word. And after they hear your word, be a doer of your word, Lord God. Now, Lord God, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God is so good. He's an awesome God. We need to realize that he is awesome. He is wonderful. He is magnificent. He is supreme. He is sovereign. He is powerful. Lord God. What we're going to talk about is, I'm going to hold out until my change comes. Chain me that something don't remain the same, that there's a difference about it. Job said, I'm going to wait, change come. Job 14:14 says, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. I know what I'm going through down here. I know it is only temporary. It is not going to remain the same. Trouble don't last always. You may be sick in your body or depressed, but it is only for a short time. Job said in 13:15, though he kill me, means slay me, yet I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Job, he was a perfect and an upright person, one that feared God, and he eschewed evil. He shunned evil. Job lost his wealth, his servants, his children, his cattle, all his herd, all that he had, he lost it. Job arose and rent his mantle. He shaved his head and fell down upon the ground. And he worshiped and said, naked came out of my mother's womb. And naked shall I return. He didn't do like some of us. We get upset with God when things don't go our way. We don't understand that God is in control of everything. And God know what he's doing. He's an on-time God. He move in the appointed time, not our time, because our time is not his timing, but in his own appointed time that the Lord gave it and Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job, he suffered much, but he endured. He was patient. He waited on the Lord. And it tells me in Job 42:12, so Job's change did come. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. Isn't that just like God? If we endure and just wait patiently on him, he will come through for us. He has not forgot. The promise that God made us, he will fulfill. We as saints of God must ask God to transform us to be more like his son Jesus, to change the way we think. We cannot give up when things don't go our way. We got to be like Job. All of our appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. And sister and brother, it will come if we just wait on the Lord. Donna McClurkin made a song and it said, wait on the Lord. This lady waited for 12 years that had the issue of blood. But after 12 years, she had spent all her earnings, gone to physician, and none of them was not able to heal her. But she heard about a man by the name of Jesus. She waited 12 years for her change to come. And it did come. She pushed her way through the crowd. She touched the hem of his garment. When she touched the hem of his garment, immediately her blood dried up. She did not give up. She had faith. And he said, your faith has made you whole. The key to being able to wait until Jesus fixes the situation, him, and have faith. We are living in a time that we need to trust God more than ever. Whatever problem we have, like Peter, 1 Peter said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. No matter what you go through, his grace is sufficient for you. He is more than enough for me and for you. No matter what we're going through, he is there all the time. Not sometimes, but all the time he is there. He said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that means that he is there regardless of the situation, regardless of the problem. He is there with us. He's going to take us through. He's going to take us through the storm. No matter how the storm gets, no matter how the storm of life is raging around us, and within us, he is there to take us through any storm, any sickness, any situation, our children we go through with them. But any situation, he will fix it. Sometimes it seems like God is far away, but he is never. God loves you just the way you are, but he refuses to leave you the way you are. He wants you to be more like his son, Jesus. When God began to work on you, the change will come. Don't worry about it. The change will come. Allow God to work on you. Give yourself to God. Give yourself to him. First ye first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. Seek him first. Make him the center of your life. I remind of Paul, Saul of Tarsus. We can go to Acts 9, beginning at 1. And it said, and Saul yet, breathing out, threatening and slaughter against the disciple. And the Lord went unto the high priest. He went unto the high priest. And desires him, let us of the Master to the synagogue, that if any find any of this way, whether they be men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth. And he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? He recognized that he had to recognize it was the Lord. Because he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he trembling, honest, said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into a city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand. No, he was blind. When he got up from the earth, he could not see. But they led him by the hand and brought him to the Master. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. In other words, the Apostle Paul, he was on a fast. And there was a certain disciple at the Master named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into a street which is called Straight Street. Inquire in the house of justice for one called Saul of Tarsus. For he, behold, he prayed. Ananias said, I have heard so much about this man. In other words, you telling me, I have heard so much about this Saul of Tarsus, how he persecuted God's people. And you want me to go down there and lay my hands on him? He was obedient to God. He went. See, I have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. You know, God is good. God can change anybody. You can be a murderer, a fornicator, a liar, an adultery, or whatever, backbiter, kill somebody, but God will forgive. He is a forgiving God. That's why he died on the hill of Calvary. He took all our sins up on himself. Now, he will discipline you for your sins. You don't go without being disciplined for your sins. But in his discipline, ask him to have mercy. David would always say, Lord, have mercy. And he had mercy upon him. And he will have mercy upon you too. So he arose, and the scale, Ananias prayed for him, and the scale from his eyes. Now he was able to see how change did come. Changed his inner life. He never forgot it, and Paul never remained the same, because God can change him. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him, and he will direct my path. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to put God first in my life. Then I'm going to trust his word. I'm going to stand on his word. I'm going to believe his word. I'm going to receive his word.
I'm going to do his word. I'm going to pray his word. I'm going to preach his word. I'm going to sing his word. And I'm going to shout about his word. Because it's something to rejoice about. When you think about all God said in his word, by how he wants to bless us, if we just keep his word and obey his word, he wants to bless us. But we got God's hand tied because we don't trust him enough. We won't wait until our change comes. We try to change situation ourselves. And we try to change it ourselves, we mess up big time. We can't do nothing without God. Not a thing. David said, I will look unto the hill from whence cometh my help. We need direction from God. He knows what is best for us. I'm going to look to the Lord because he knows what he is doing. He is there for us all the time. He's not going to forsake us no matter what. No matter what we're going through, he is there taking us through. What we are going through, it is only for a short while. Like I said before, it is only temporary. He is not going to leave you the way he finds you. Your change will come. It may not come when you want it to come, but he's an on-time God, and it will be right on time. We want him to come, but he's always on time. Jesus' change will come. He went to Calvary just for us. And as his change came, our change is going to come too. They tell me when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed three times. After the third time, the sweat was there, drops of blood. He knew what he had to do. He looked into that cup. And he seen all our sin. He seen all his suffering, what they were going to do to him. But he said, if it's not my will, thy will be done. And he went on up to Calvary. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They nailed him to an old rugged cross. They nailed his hands. They nailed his feet. He never said a mumbling word. He went through all this suffering and pain. They whipped him till his body was not recognized. Then they came up and they pierced him in the side. Out came a double flood. Water for baptism. Blood for the remission of our sins. They hung him high and dropped him low. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. But death could not defeat him. Death had no more dominion over him. But so on the third day he rose and said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth is in my hand. He can destroy and he will defend. God is so good. He's so merciful. He's so just. He's so faithful. He is so faithful to his word. He's not like us. We say one thing and we do something entirely different. But what God say in his word, that is what he's going to do. I am going to stand on his word no matter what, no matter what it seemed like, no matter what it looked like. I'm going to stand fast on his word. Because God is a God that cannot lie. He don't come short of his word. He means what he said. And if we take God at his word and do his word, obey his word, our change will come. If you're sick, don't seem like you cannot get well, your change will come. He is the greatest physician that you can have, Jesus. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He's a burden bearer. He's a heavy load carrier. He's the divine teacher. He's the light of the world. He's a good shepherd and so much more. If we learn to lean and depend on God, our change will come. He is merciful. He is just in what he's doing. If we sin, we do not have to stay in our sin. Get up and let God change you. Let him transform you to be more like him. I want to be more like Jesus than anything. And if I keep his word and abide by the fruit of the Spirit, I know I will see him again. And my determination is to see him again, to look up on his face, face to face, to see the man that bled, suffered, and died for me. I want him to meet me at that gate, the gate, the heavenly gate. We won't have our chain will come. We're going to be chained at the twinkling of an eye. We're going to be chained. We're going to have a glorified body, one that never gets sick, never have high blood pressure, never have cancer, never have AIDS, never have heart trouble, never have diabetes. Our change will come. One moment in his kingdom will pay for it all. Our change will come sooner or later. You must trust him. You must believe in him. You must have faith in him. And your change will come. Our time is almost up. I can't hardly read the time, but it's almost up. I want you all to remember what I have told you in this message and live by it. I'm going to hold out until my change comes. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be long-suffering. I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to obey his word. I'm going to wait on him. I'm not going to worry about it because I'm going to cast all my cares upon him because he told me to in 1 Peter to cast all my cares upon him because he cares for me. He's going to work out that situation. In other words, he's working in your favor right now. And you don't even know it. He's working things out. You might have finance trouble. You might be sick in your body. Your children might be acting up, won't do right. But your change will come. It's not going to remain the same. Things do not remain the same. Our change comes when our children are small. They grow up into adulthood. And they move out the house, most of them. And a change will come. The weather change. The season change. They don't stay the same. It don't stay hot all the time. It eventually change, even though you might live in Florida in a hot city. But sooner or later, the weather change and it cools off. It don't remain the same. Husband and wife change. Things do not remain the same. You need changes in your life. You need changes. You don't want things to still remain the same all the time. I know I don't, because I get bored with it. But one thing I don't get bored with, and that is serving the Lord. Serving the Lord will pay off. It will pay off. Read your word. Study your word. Meditate on your word. Just pray. Seek God's face. Give him, spend time with him. Read about him. Read about all the blessing that he promised us. if we just obey his word and keep his word, a change will come in your life. Don't give up. Hold faith. Keep the faith. He loves you so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but you will have everlasting life. A change will come, because sooner or later, we all going to have to leave here. And hopefully, prayerfully, we'll spend time with Jesus. It'll never grow old. We will never grow old. Our body will never give away. It will remain the same, our glorified body. That's how a change is going to come. But it's going to be a great change. Don't have to worry about nothing. Not a thing. It's going to be howdy, howdy, and no goodbye. Every day is going to be Sunday. Every day. The Sabbath will have no ease. God is great. He is merciful. He is faithful. And he is just. Just like I said, if you come short of God's word, ask him to come into your life, and he will come into your life. He will save you. He wants to save you. If you just want him to, he's not going to barge his way into your life. You have to invite him in, and he will come in, but invite him to come in. He's not going to do nothing you don't want him to do. If you don't want him to save you, he ain't going to save you. If you want him to save you, he will save you. You confess in your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and arose, you shall be saved. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's how faith comes, by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Get, saints, get into his word. Get into his word. His word will never grow old, no matter what. He's there with you all the time. In the good time, in the bad time, he is there. May God bless you, and may God keep you, and may heaven smile upon you. I will be back next Tuesday at 6 p.m. The number to call is 619-393-6773. That number is 619-393-6773 to listen to the broadcast. May God bless you. May God keep you. And just remember, it's all in the word. God bless.